Dear friends, introducing David Carrigo of Texarkana, Texas, and he did this presentation in October the 9th, 1993. He and his wife ran a ministry named Followers of Jesus Christ. He addresses Freemasonry and New Age and why these teachings are incompatible with biblical teachings. The presentation lasts 19 minutes and will be continued next week. Thanks for listening.
I'm going to be talking tonight basically on the subject of Freemasonry and the New Age movement. And basically the material is going to come from this. And like I said before, I'm probably going to be saying some things you've never heard before, and I document. In this one book, there's 81 documented quotes. I have all the books I refer to, and I will, for a self-addressed stamped envelope, I will send documentation on anything I say tonight, and would gladly like to do that. And please, but the other book that I'm going to be working at is a book that my wife and I are writing. It's about three-quarters of the way through, hopefully. It will be submitted to a publisher by Christmas. That's our goal. It's called A Christian Worker's Handbook on Freemasonry. And once again, like I say, we will provide documentation. But I tell you, I would just like to start by very much thanking Pastor McMahon and Jay Calhoun. I want to say that my treatment has been first-rate down here. And my experience in Texarkana is going to be certainly a very good one. And I just am thankful to y'all. And I've been in the ministry for a number of years, and we've been focusing on Freemasonry since about 1989. I was doing a radio show, and we were doing subjects on the occult, the New Age movement, and what have you. And I run into a man from Marion, Kentucky named Tom McKinney. And he wrote the story of a man that lives down here in Florida, Jim Shaw. And he wrote a book called The Deadly Deception. And when I had Tom McKinney on my radio show, he told me things that stretched my imagination, and it stretched my credibility, and I had to find out for myself. You know, that's the type of person that I am, and that's the type of person you should be. God's not in the business of turning out clones. God's not in the business of wanting a bunch of people that will swallow everything that's going around, because I guarantee you there's a lot going around that you better not swallow. The Lord's our shepherd, but a lot of times his sheep will drink out of dirty puddles. But I want to begin tonight by saying that the average Freemason is not your enemy. The average Freemason is going to probably know as little about what I'm going to say as you all do tonight. The average Freemason is a deceived person, and I'm going to point that out. And I say that not because it's my opinion, but I say that because that's what the institution of Freemasonry says. Like all cults, the Jehovah Witness at your door is not your enemy. We're to love them. What we are to hate is the system. The doctrines of the Jehovah Witness is what will turn you away from God and send your soul to hell. The same is true with Freemasonry. That Mason is not your enemy. But what we'll be talking about tonight is how Freemasonry is our enemy, that system, if we are Christians and children of God. But I want to read to you from what is probably the most authoritative Masonic document that was ever written. It's called Morals and Dogma of the Ancient and Accepted Scottish Rite by the Grand Commander Albert Pike. He was Grand Commander of Freemasonry. He was a Civil War general. And from the time after the Civil War, he rebuilt the Scottish Rite into the powerhouse it is today. But this is what he says in his book, Morals and Dogma. The blue degrees. Now, when I talk about the blue degrees, I'm talking about the first 3 degrees of Masonry. They are the Entered Apprentice, the Fellow Craft, and the Master Mason. The blue degrees. The blue degrees are but the outer court or portico of the temple. Part of the symbols are displayed there to the initiate, but he is intentionally misled by false interpretations. It is not intended that he shall understand them. Now, isn't that a preposterous statement for an organization to make for those that are about to join it? quote, morals and dogma. So when I say the average Freemason is not your enemy and the average Freemason will not know a lot of what I'm saying tonight, that's because they're in a system that deliberately misleads them. Another quote is from a man by the name of Len F. Perkins. He wrote a book called The Meaning of Masonry, and that book is sold. I've got a book here I'm going to be referring to somewhat. This is the official McCoy Publishing and Masonic Supply Catalog. This is out of Richmond, Virginia. And the approach, and I'd like to say also, I've had a standing invitation that I've made public, and I make it here, and I make it always, for any Freemason to come to my home or to come to my hotel room and discuss Freemasonry with me. And I don't do that in a haughty, you know, I'm about as imperfect a person as you'll ever want to meet. I feel like, you know, you hear about when you're going down the stream in a boat and you hit a rock, you know not to hit it the next time. I think I've hit every rock, you know, and I think I've learned everything the hard way. I think I'm one of God's hardest cases. But I would love to talk to any Freemason, if there's any here now, and there almost always is some when I speak, I would love, in a loving way, to talk to you and show you what these men are distributing. And that's what I want to show you tonight. I want to show you the McCoy Masonic Catalog, and I want to show you some of the things that Freemasonry is perpetuating. And I'm going to show you that it is the exact agenda that Kurt shared with you. They are heading us toward a new world order, which, of course, the Bible speaks about. But I'll read you the quote from a book that is for sale in the catalog, and I have the book here. It is called Masonry in the New Age by Len F. Perkins. This is another book by Len Perkins. It's called The Meaning of Masonry. It says here, and I quote, "It should be carefully noted that the purpose of the ritual is just as much to conceal as to reveal the secret science that lies behind and within the outward and literal forms and symbols. The true wisdom is concealed, hidden, not only from those who do not join the Masonic order, but also from those who take the degrees." Now, isn't that amazing? They are going into an organization that, if they read the literature right out front, they're going to deceive them. That's why when you go into the lodge, you're given a monitor, and they have in every well-ordered lodge a point within a circle. Now, in the monitor, it will tell you that that represents the duty to your fellow man. But if you read what 33rd degree Mason Albert Mackey writes, he'll tell you that that is the worship of the phallus, paganism in its grossest form. And the thing about Freemasonry, there is no right or there is no wrong interpretation to the symbols. Any interpretation that you want to give is absolutely okay. In the book my wife and I are writing, we have a section called Freemasonry and the Mystery Religions. We quote 23 Masonic books that state out of their own mouth that they are a continuation of the Babylonian mystery religion. 23 documented sources. That's something that I think we need to seriously consider. And certainly this is something that those in the lodge should take to heart if they're professing Christianity. But if you have a Bible, I'd like you to turn to the 13th chapter of Revelation, verse 7. And I want to explain to you just a little bit of how Freemasonry leads people into the New Age movement and leads them into the occult. I live in the state of Indiana, and I have an Indiana Monitor and Freemason's Guide. When you join the lodge in Indiana, they give you an Indiana Monitor. When you join the lodge in Texas, they give you a Texas Monitor. I don't have a Texas Monitor. I have an Indiana and I have a Kentucky. And my friend in Indianapolis, Larry Kunk, I research with, he has about 30 of the state monitors now. But I want to read to you what it says in the Indiana Monitor. And when you go through the ritual of Freemasonry in the first 3 degrees, and I'm not going to dwell on that in detail. I'm going to get into the global implications. But when you go through the rituals, which are from Babylonian paganism, they do not explain to you what they mean. And it's left up to you to decipher and interpret for yourselves the meaning. Now, this is what it says in our Indiana Monitor. It says, in the ceremonies of making a mason, we do not attempt to do more than to indicate the pathway to Masonic knowledge, to lay the foundation for the Masonic edifice. The brother must pursue the journey or complete the structure for himself by reading and reflection. And at that point, they are usually given Morals and Dogma, or The Builders by Joseph Fort Newton. And as this quote shows from The Meaning of Masonry by Lynn Perkins, which is sold in the McCoy catalog, it says here, inasmuch as there are no explanations or interpretations in the ritual itself, the search for the truths of the builder, for the revelation of the so-called secrets of masonry, will lead the seeker to study the great volume of literature that is available in the library of every Grand Lodge. The door then opens to that man into the occult. And I'm going to show you some of that literature that they are exposed to. And if you name the name of Jesus Christ tonight, it's going to make you want to get away from it. Now, Revelation chapter 13, verse 7 and 8, the scripture says, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Now, I hold to a futuristic, literal interpretation of the book of Revelation. Not everybody does, and I don't fall out with them. But I believe that this speaks of the Antichrist, and I think most students of prophecy would give me little argument here. It goes on to say, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. I believe the scripture says we are headed for a one-world government, and we are headed for a one-world religion. I believe it's written in the book. And I will fight tooth and toenail against it. I will do everything I can. I will speak against it. I will warn against it. Yet I know that it is inevitable that it will come because it's written in the book. And I don't say that fatalistically. I'm not one of these that says, oh, well, it's prophesied. Let it come. I say, well, it's prophesied. It will come. But I'll fight with every ounce of strength I have to educate and to fight against it. Now, if the Bible is more than just a book of fairy tales, if the Bible is real, if this is really going to happen, if we are really going to have a new world order, and if we are really going to have a one world religion, how are they going to do it? A lot of people have a totally Jewish conspiracy, and they put out anti-Semitic literature that makes the Jews the terrible fiends that are going to enslave the world. A lot of people say it's the Catholic Church. They say that the Catholics are behind it all. But I tell you, the conspiracy is bigger than any one group or organization. The Catholics will be a part of it. The Jews will be a part of it. But let me tell you, they're going to have to fight the Protestants for it, because they're in it tooth and toenail. Absolutely. But there is an organization that has among its members leaders of every world religion. There is an organization that has among its members leaders in all the powerful governments. There is an organization that has a structure that is worldwide. And that same organization says over and over that they are indeed the universal religion. They say over and over that it is indeed their goal to unite all mankind into a universal brotherhood. And in the seminar book, I pull out quotes not from one source, but we give you several of Masonic authorities that say just that. And Albert Churchwood, who wrote a book, The Arcana of Freemasonry, he said, can the unity of the world be accomplished by Freemasons? Yes, and by Freemasons only. And who else could really do it? Who else is in a position with members of the leaders of every government and the leaders of every religion to really pull it off? I mean, if they're really going to do it, if it's really going to be a reality. In a book called The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, I have this book here if any of you would like to see it. The man that wrote this book died in about 3 or 4 years ago, and they write his eulogy in the Scottish Rite. They called this man, his name Manly Palmer Hall. And if any of you would like to send me a self-addressed envelope, I'll mail you a copy of his autobiography out of the Scottish Rite Journal, he was eulogized as Masonry's greatest philosopher when he died in just a few years ago. Now, I want to read you what he says in this book. It's quoted on page 2. He said, "The true Mason is not creed-bound. He realizes with the divine illumination of his lodge that as a Mason, his religion must be universal. Christ, Buddha, or Mohammed, the name means little, for he recognized only the light and not the bearer. He worships at every shrine, bows before every altar, whether in temple, mosque, or cathedral, realizing with his truer understanding the oneness of all spiritual truth." Do you know what it will cost you to join the New World Order? Do you know what it will cost you to be politically correct? All you have to do is compromise the uniqueness of the deity and the lordship of Jesus Christ. If you'll do that, you can build all the churches you want, you can preach all the watered-down gospel you want, and you will not bother the New Age globalist movement one bit. But the minute you become so narrow-minded and so dogmatic and so ignorant that you would say with Christ, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The minute you say, as in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." I know I was thrilled when the pastor told me he was teaching John MacArthur's book, The Gospel of Jesus Christ, as a study in this church. John MacArthur defends Christ in that book so well on the gospel as the only way of salvation. But that's all you've got to do. You've got to compromise that point. And if you'll do that, you see, as a Christian, I will say, if you want to be a Buddhist, and if you want to go down here on the corner and be a Buddhist temple and go till it till you wear a hole in the floor, that's fine. But don't make me say that you'll go to heaven doing it. Now, this is what has come into play. You know, for years, America has prided itself in freedom of religion, where you can worship in any way that you choose or see fit. But now what has come into education and what has come into religion is globalism. And now no longer is it said that you have a right to worship every way you want, but you must say that the way to God of the Muslim or the way to God of the Hindu is just as valid as Christianity. And that's where God's people have to say, whoa, that's a line that we cannot go across. We cannot compromise the exclusiveness of the deity and the lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what Freemasonry claims to do. It claims to provide a system where men of all religions can bow at the same altar. J.S.M. Ward, "Freemasonry is, I contend, the mightiest force in the world. All that is best in religion and nationality is united with all that is best in internationalism." Albert Pike from Morals and Dogma, he says, "It is the universal, eternal, immutable religion such as God planted it in the heart of universal humanity." J.D. Buck, Mystic Masonry, "Masonry is the universal religion only because and only so long as it embraces all religions. The minute Masonry stops doing that, it stops being Freemasonry. And the minute we stop acknowledging the lordship and the exclusive salvation of Jesus Christ, we take the salt and the light out of the gospel. And we have chosen to shun the persecution of the cross. And we have chosen to compromise the gospel that we might fit in." I'll read you one more quote. This is from R. Swinburne Clymer. It's a book called Ancient Mystic Oriental Masonry. He says, "It has for its object the uniting of mankind into a universal brotherhood. This is the stated goal by Masonic authorities, and this has been the stated goal of Freemasonry for a long time."
Friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It will be available on cephas-radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas, cephas-radio.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin, and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross, "It is finished." God, Father, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing his word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark chapter 13, verse 22, "For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Time is up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary with us at CephasThriftShop.com. CephasThriftShop.com. We are selling our inventory at a 90% discount. Books, DVDs, CDs, and etc. The DVDs and CDs are originals and new, and the books are described. Join our monthly newsletter free at go-cephas.com. My email address is r421@earthlink.net. Thanks for listening, and tell your friends about us. God bless you, and hope to share with you next week. Shalom, Rita Williams.